Hi, I'm Akilara.
And I'm Rohan Nahar.
Welcome to The Long Take. This week, we're discussing the new Indian Netflix movie, Amar Singh Chamkila, which is Imtiaz Ali's first feature in 4 years after like three seasons of television, which are like down and terrible, no matter what I would hear. What do you make of Imtiaz's return to movies, Rohan?
I enjoyed most of it.
Right. Why that shocking?
It's shocking because I've never liked anything he's done, like zero things.
Right.
So I go into this expecting the worst, and then I would say almost instantly I sat up because of certain choices. In the end, obviously, it is like a big mess and there is a lot that doesn't work. But overall, I was kind of surprised at how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was in a way I feel like there were parts in the latter third or just like before it, which like where I feel like the movie actually starts talking about the things it should have been about, like from in a way like the get go or something, or at least like made them more clear in the sense that that was what it was trying to push towards. Like it's too much like almost like a standard biopic in the early time, you know. It's like it knows this is the kind of phases or this is the kind of storytelling you have to do when you're doing like a biopic about someone who struggles and then goes through stuff. But yeah, like I feel like it meanders, it finds its way to like certain good ideas, but it doesn't, like it's not like, you know, through and through, it's not like powerful enough, if that makes sense.
I thought that the narrative was standard, but the telling of it was anything but standard, which is what kind of piqued my interest, right? Because obviously this is a movie that expects you to know how the story plays out, which is why it kind of begins with him being shot. But then what basically follows is like not exactly a cradle to the grave thing, but almost, because he's very young when we first meet him. And the movie kind of traces his entire career. But despite how standard all of that feels, I think what Imtiaz Ali is doing formally with this movie is nothing that he has done before, wo toh for sure.
Yeah.
But just generally, it's all very, very refreshing, right? The most boring portions of the movie are the ones where you sense that, oh, they're just like doing regular stuff and I want them to kind of go back to doing what I enjoyed earlier.
What do you enjoy earlier?
I think the opening credits is when I kind of realized that, oh, he's not, this is like a new approach, right? He's doing almost like a musical theater approach to it, right? The people are looking at the camera and singing, and it's a proper, like, it's a musical. It's not like it's not like a lip sync situation, right?
It's every song, but yeah, like some of the songs definitely, yeah, are recorded on set.
Yeah, and then just interspersed with like a very exciting kind of montages, like musical montages, in which there's a lot happening both visually and just like storytelling wise. And I thought all of that was very interesting. I also like just the structure of it, which is him dying in scene one, and then basically like, you know, like old fashioned like theater, like a couple of narrators almost recalling this legend for us, right? Which kind of softens the expository nature of that that narrative also, because it's just baked into what is happening. Like it's supposed to be embellished, it's supposed to be heightened, right? It's supposed to be a legend. We're not being told a story of a regular person. This is like,
I know, obviously, like, you know, you won't expect like just pure facts on these people, because these are people who are like very close to like him, and like it's the night of the death, right? It's the night of the death, so obviously like, they just found out, they just carried his body like literally from like one place to another, so they're very emotional. Like, we wouldn't expect, you know, it's like not 20 years later you've gone to them and be like, okay, how was Chamkila? It's like you're asking them how was Chamkila like literally like 5 minutes after he's been killed.
No, but I'm not even viewing it as any sort of realistic kind of reaction to death. I'm viewing it as almost some sort of fantasy, right? Like it's almost like Beowulf or something. And that is what fascinated me.
Right.
Because the body is lying, the entire movie is essentially being told with Chamkila's body lying in the next
room. Yeah, like they show you multiple times, which like I wasn't sure about that choice of like, you know, showing the bodies again and again, like every half an hour or something.
It's like a one long night movie, right? In many ways, which is the interesting thing, because then that is kind of juxtaposed with the actual flashbacks to his life.
Mm.
And I thought all of that was very, very interesting. All of that is something that I wasn't expecting. And that's what I'm kind of looking for, right? I'm looking to be surprised. And I thought it was very good.
Right.
I also thought that Diljit Dosanjh was just like, you can't take your eyes off him in most scenes.
Mm.
Obviously, there are ones that, you know, this is poorly written. So there's nothing that you can do.
I mean, yeah, but, like, they're trying to like make it comedic or something like that. Like those.
Yeah, there was one really. Yeah, there was one nonsensical like income tax scene, which was just terrible. And I'm pretty sure like 10 people must have pointed that out at some point, because it just that it stands out, like it doesn't belong, right? There's 10 other ways that you could have done that scene, but especially where it happens, it's just like deep into the movie.
Mm.
Suddenly you have this weird comedic.
They want to introduce like a new character and then like this is the only way we could.
Yeah. Go. So that's all very weird. But like even just, it's not even just when he's singing, right? Because singing, he's in his element almost. But even like some of the dramatic scenes, especially early on, those are very moving, you know? Because this guy is like an enigma, right? All these people who are telling his tale are trying to figure him out also. But like nobody really knows like who he was, right? What because the movie is also very unsure about what motivated him, and it's trying to kind of dig deeper and not quite figuring that out either.
Yeah, like that's what I felt like, you know, like what what it says is basically that he was essentially just serving his fans, right? Like the entire time, just like he doesn't ever show an eagerness of like, oh yeah, this music is great, these lyrics are like against the system, like something like stuff like that, like something people are not doing, that's why I'm doing it, like or I believe in these lyrics, I don't think they're like corrupting society no matter what you say. Like he never takes like a stand for that, right? He's very like, in a way, like servile to everyone. Like he survived to his fans, and he's also survived to like authorities. When they show up, he's like, yeah, I'll change it, I'll become devotional. I'm just like, and like those kind of parts with the movie is actually comedic, they don't really embrace that situation very well. I was surprised. But yeah, like it felt like what you said, right? The movie almost like struggles to, you know, figure out like what did he actually stand for? Like, did he stand for anything, or was he just like, did he just enjoy his like singing a lot, and that was it?
It throws a bunch of theories at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which partially feel like theories and partially feel like excuses. So the movie wants you to feel that this person composed. He obviously, the movie wants you to know that he had a talent for it, right?
Right.
He had like this way about words, and he was better than others. Like that much the movie wants you to know. So fine, understood. Bande mein talent tha. But he's choosing that talent to use it in service of this, right? This whatever, quote unquote, controversial music. Whereas he is equally capable of creating devotional music, is what you're told.
Yeah.
Right. So now that we've understood that, the movie also throws at us in one scene that he is simply doing what he knows best, right? This is what he grew up with. So this is essentially him telling his own stories, right? This is him being honest and raw.
Yeah, which is like when the English interviewer shows up and he's like, "Mere dunya mein there's no right and wrong."
Haan, ki main yahan se aaya hu, main jis dunya se aaya hu, usi ka gaana gaunga.
Yeah.
And that is something that we see in like a childhood flashback also, when he's like a child and learning like cuss words or whatever.
Mm.
So we see all of that also. So now we have multiple like conflicting theories about what pushed him to do what he did. And then at the end, we have a third theory, right? When he is threatened by the nameless kind of terrorist forces.
Mm.
The movie is very like wishy-washy about like, we don't know kaun hai, whatever, but whoever, jo bhi hai. But then when he's threatened and he's in like Canada or something, and he's making the decision to kind of go back to India.
Mm.
And he has that conversation with his wife, right?
Like, yeah, which is presented as like a monologue, essentially.
Yeah, if I go back, like I'm a dead man walking, I know I'm going to die. If you come with me, you're going to die.
Yeah.
So then in that moment, he is beyond just like a talented singer or like someone who's being honest and just grounded to the village that he's come from.
Yeah.
Now he's like some otherworldly, godly figure who is like a martyr.
Who believes in like, he's like, artistic freedom is above everything. I will sacrifice myself for it.
Huh. So now
Which, like, I was like, at that point, like, that was, I felt like, was in a way, like, the movie's strongest point. And I was like, wait, I wish Imtiaz Ali had brought this up earlier. Like, if you have a 140-minute movie, why are you introducing this, like, you know, sort of like torch, like, at like 100 minutes in?
I agree. That was the strongest moment, because it felt like that's what Imtiaz Ali himself, like, after kind of wandering in the dark and trying to figure out kya hai, has figured it out, right? This is what Chamkila was. Me might not be true, who knows? But that's what the movie has figured out.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't have really minded, like, I don't mind it coming deep in the third act. What I did mind was that it didn't have enough of a bridge.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a scene that kind of takes Chamkila from A to B to C. It's like Chamkila A tha off road, B chala.
Yeah, yeah. Which is the same thing I felt with that animated interlude about, like, him smoking. Because at no point until that moment, they show us that this rebellious nature of his, right? Because as I said, like, he's always made out to be, like, servile. He's just, like, you know, cowering before everyone. Like, haan, aapko ye chahiye, I'll give you. Aapko ye chahiye, I'll give you. And then suddenly, in that moment, he's like, yeah, main smoke karunga. I'm like, bro, entire movie, I haven't smoked in front of us.
Yeah, I mean, all of that is... It didn't really stick out to me, because it was just...
No, I'm relating it to, like, what you... The larger thing, right? Like, as you said, like, it's like, you're trying... Suddenly, they want him to paint him as this person or figure almost of like who's transcended just like being a Punjabi singer. But like you just showed him as like as what you said, like cowering man struggling to just like have a living and not make socks for a living, and then suddenly like this figure.
Yeah, and in the middle he's also like, mujhe khud ko, I want to see myself on the big screen. Like, I really...
Yeah, in the middle it's like khud ko bhi, the big screen. In the middle he's like trying to apologize to the second wife that he had the first wife. Like, the movie's like, it's not going sometimes anywhere a lot of time.
Yeah, it feels like a classic case of maine bahut sara research kara, but then I have no idea what to kind of know.
Maine sab kuch dal diya maine, instead of sab like just dal, like channeling, like, you know, like, it's fine. Like, a lot of movies we sometimes complain, right? Like, they're like, they forgot this, they didn't include that character, they didn't include uska bhai, uska behen. But like, sometimes it's okay to like excise characters, excise moments, just to maintain the film's focus.
And here, I think the focus was just the forward momentum, just the meteoric kind of rise, because he didn't like live long, right? He was just 27, which means that all of this happened in the span of a very, very short
time. Yeah, yeah.
So I think just the momentum is what the movie is sometimes missing. And then you can identify the scenes in which you're like, oh, but ye to zaruri nahi hai, ye to na sakte ho.
Yeah, you know? He was spending time kar rahe hum. Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Yeah, and just put like two or three more of those montages. Those are like gold, like all of them. Like even the one where you're when you sense that the movie is kind of trying to play it safe, which is the 1984 thing, right? And I'm like, fine, like you, as long as you have explained to me and not kind of fully ignored the context, is okay. Because I sense that there is a nugget of truth in what you're saying, which is that, sure, the times were tough and people wanted entertainment. I'm willing to buy it, you know. As long as you're not saying that times were not tough.
Right.
So, chala lo. And the montage itself is kind of nicely done, you know. They're doing like animation. They're doing some like almost like comic book stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's sketching involved, and there's like color, and then there's like live action. There's archival footage mixed in together.
It's all nicely done. It's all inventive. And obviously, we haven't spoken about just the recreations of the Chamkila songs, right? Which... The songs themselves, I don't remember at all. Like, to me, they're very unmemorable. But he is doing like a jukebox musical version, right? In which he's kind of translating the songs on screen.
I actually, that bit I had a problem with.
Achha.
Which I will relate to like a larger problem. Is that I feel like the movie is made for like a Hindi gaze. In that sense that, like, the dialogue, people will be speaking Punjabi. Like a Koda or whatever, like movies we see, like, it will be Punjabi speaking, like, he's deliberately converted all the dialogue in Hindi, but he's kept the songs in Punjabi because I'm sure like he would offend a lot of people if he did that. But then like, because he's like still keeping the Hindi gaze in mind, which is why we have these few choice words, right? Like from every song were like highlighted in Hindi and like, with like some in capitals and bold. And my problem is like, we already have the movie. That's all one thing. Most people, like including me these days, watch it with subtitles. So you have text below and now you have text on screen. And I'm just like, where am I looking? Sometimes I feel like in those moments when they were doing that, I like wasn't looking able to like look at the visuals because there were like two lines of text pulling me away from everything.
So I mean, iska to it's a non-issue for me because see, I watch movies with subtitles like as just habit, right? But then I would assume that I'm in the minority. Not a lot of people actually watch movies with subtitles. So if you're not watching,
I don't think we are in the minority, actually. I think when it's like even theatrical movies now in India, I think all have subtitles in there.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of movies actually do
subtitles. And I feel like subtitles has become the default for everyone on streaming because of how like sound levels are everywhere and people's speakers are not always the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
But people, a lot of people are watching on phones or maybe like tiny like devices, and subtitles is the easier way to just like make sure that you don't miss anything. So I don't think we're in the minority.
Chalo, theek hai, we're not in the minority, but assuming that you're not watching this with subtitles, right? And assuming that you understand Hindi, so you're good to go. But the songs are not in Hindi, and there's no way that the movie could have translated the songs. You're going to miss a lot of crucial detail if you translate the songs. And plus, the lyrics of the songs are kind of crucial to just the entire plot of the movie, right? Because they were the controversial kind of aspect of Chamkila's life. But you also need to kind of convey to the audience that they were controversial. So how do you do that? You do it either, you expect them to switch on the subtitles, which... So the only option is to kind of do something like this, which I thought was a fun kind of workaround to something that is very crucial. Like, you have to communicate this information. It's important to the plot, but you can't make it dry.
But like, this will only work as long as you're a Hindi speaker, right? That's what I meant. Like, it's for a Hindi gaze. Like, it doesn't work for anyone else who doesn't speak Hindi.
Sure, yeah, it's a Hindi movie.
Yeah, but like, that's my other problem then. Like, it's
fine.
It's a
Hindi. No, I don't see that as a problem, right? Because then Chernobyl is Chernobyl, but
no,
watch
that,
it in
that to me is completely different, because like it's not like, say, Georgians or like Ukrainians were making it and they don't like, they're like making it for themselves and they're close enough. Like, that was made by like a continent away, and that's why they chose English, and that completely makes sense because they don't want to go like commercial process or whatever. They don't want to cast Russian actors and make a show for HBO or like what won't sell or whatever. But this is like, you're making in India. Diljit speaks Punjabi, so it's not even like a non-starter there. And all you need to probably change, like, if Parineeti can sing like in Punjabi all the time, I'm sure she can even train to like speak Punjabi to the rest of the movie. So I think it's completely possible to make this movie in Punjabi. I don't think like the Chernobyl argument works here for me.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's possible, but then you're just, I mean, pura ka pura Europe is fewer people than India. So,
it's a fully commercial decision, which like,
it's fully like, it's a reach situation, right? You reach a wider audience. It's as simple as that. I don't really see the gaze of the movie beyond language. I feel the gaze of the movie is that of an outsider, right? That I think is just from minute one, it's obvious. This is not a story that's kind of being told from the inside out. In a lot of ways, it's like Killers of the Flower. Not thematically, but just the gaze. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, which is like even the framing, right? Like the people in the present we're like interacting with. Those are very deliberate, like chosen, like it's always people like who are not convinced about like Chamkila's like legacy, right?
Not convinced.
Which is why the police officers, the people around that drunken manager, whatever, like these are people who like think like, you know, as we keep saying, like Chamkila is controversial. But the entire movie is about breaking down that, like, who decides what is controversial, who decides what is decency, who decides what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. Like, art is subjective. Like, so like, how can you just be like, yeah, maine decide kar liya, I am the religious power, you cannot sing that way, you will not sing. Like, what? Who are you to say that? And it's, which is why we need those outsiders, even if it's like not done like critically, like great for me, but like you will need those people because you're trying to like speak to that audience, which is what makes it the outside case, is that you are speaking to the people who are think like Chamkila was like, they who brush Chamkila as of like, you know, like it's for the constable crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This full, like, deeply, like, classist attitudes also that the movie is exposing, right?
The same way, like, rap and hip-hop are treated, like, 30 decades ago in the US.
Correct.
Is the same attitude carried out for, like, this kind of music in India.
And also, like, caste, because Chamkila was Dalit also.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of... And I don't know how to kind of articulate this, but I think Imtiaz Ali is putting himself in... not in the Chamkila bracket, but in the outsider bracket. It's almost as if the movie is kind of discovering alongside the filmmaker.
Right.
You know, these like hypocrisies. Ki, acha, oh, this is how we, like you said, this is how we view art, or this is how we should view art. But people like him, people like Chamkila, who you might not necessarily, I didn't appreciate the music because I didn't get it. But I can understand that in a certain time and place, it could have kind of reshaped the landscape of art in that entire state, you know.
And it's not like it's in a way it's speaking to like to the like that's how what music in a way has been, right? Like especially when it's pushing the boundaries, when it's not pop or something, like could be like same as like, you know, you can take the story with like Sidhu Moosewala or like in modern times you were making it, or you could take it with like people like who like talk about like gun culture in the US. Like it, you can't argue that music is glorifying or like pushing and changing society. Like it's, you can only push that argument to a certain extent before it becomes ludicrous. Yeah. And that's what I feel like in the movie, you know, is also championing, is that you can't, like, art is art. Like, if you saying some things doesn't make it like this is how people are behaving.
Also, like, just the nature of lowbrow and highbrow is very, like, transient, that, right? Yeah. It changes. Like, for instance, like, you and I...
And also, like, what also the movie saying is, who decides what is lowbrow and highbrow?
It is of the time, right? So we read Shakespeare as this pinnacle of literature. But apne time mein Shakespeare populist aadmi tha na.
Koi bhaak, no, he got no bhaav in his time, yeah.
Correct. So he was like a sellout, ke, oh, this is like, he was equivalent of the Marvel universe or something. So, all of that is just a grander.
And the same, like, it's a like, accidental mention, but like even the Marvel universe, right? Like no one gave bhaav to comics when they first started. They were like, yeah, ye toh like cheap paper pe print hoti hain, pulp pe, like these are time pass comics, like no one cares about them. And now like they're ruling the planet, like. At least they did for a while.
No, sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, if not box office wise, then you do have Marvel movies or even comic book movies that are being nominated for and winning Oscars. No, that would have never thought about
it. Exactly. So, like, someone who was writing out, he was like, yeah, I'm just like selling, you know, editions. Like, that's how sci fi started. Like, sci fi wasn't like highbrow.
Yeah.
Sci fi was to be like, they would get like one chapter here and there, like, to get like, huh, like, magazine, yeah, mil jayega, jaga, yeah, jaga, mil jayega. And we printed across series, like, books would take 5 years to get printed across like some magazines, and no one would give like a sci-fi kya hota hai. Now sci-fi is treated as like, you know, highbrow stuff.
Yeah, I still remember when 3-6 Mafia won the Oscar for Hustle and Flow. I remember, I think Jon Stewart was hosting that year, and his joke immediately afterwards was like something along the lines of, for those keeping score at home, 3-6 Mafia has one Oscar, Martin Scorsese has zero. So immediately that was the, like, literally 30 seconds had not passed since they'd won the Oscar, and he made a classist joke, right? In a way.
Yeah.
Okay, it's somehow rap is not deserving.
Which, like, and there is still happens across genres, right? Like, what was the last time a comedy movie won an Oscar?
I don't know. Green Book counts, Coda counts. I don't know.
Green. That's the thing. The classism still happens. Like, certain genres are given, like, more prestige. Certain like biopics get like so much prestige,
yeah,
right?
And
like,
why bringing it back to kind of Imtiaz Ali himself, the guy, like, I've never liked any movie he has done, right? But he has been known to be a very self-serious person. Not a person self-serious, his movies are very self-serious, like they take themselves too serious. Shouldn't really be taking themselves so serious. Quite ridiculous, a lot of, but this is the first time where it's like he's playing around with the notion of what is serious and what isn't also, right? The telling of this movie is not very serious, even though a lot of stuff that happens in it, which is terrorism, kind of full-on like riots, like just a man being gunned down, and you kind of watching the story unfold with that knowledge from minute one.
Yeah. I think that was like very crucial framing. It opens with, and he's like, we're not going to like hide this stuff from you if you haven't like Wikipedia this or Google this person. Like, here, bang.
So if any movie kind of called for a serious telling, it was this one. But it's, I'm happy to see, like, he's not really falling into that emo trap again. Like, this was fairly playful movie.
I would say that it's a step in the right direction.
For sure.
Definitely. Yeah. But yeah, there's still a lot of like weak elements.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't talked about Parineet Chopra at all, which like tells you how little she is in the movie and what role she's
playing. I will say that she was obviously weak in like just the dramatic moments, but that is also because the writing doesn't, the story doesn't give her much to do. Like, she's very passive.
Yeah.
And also, like, her screen partner is just, he has a natural charisma that she doesn't. But I will say that she was quite decent in the musical, like the performance sequence.
Yeah. Those, I would say, like, that's what the parts that work for me sometimes the best. Like, you know, like when they did the stuff like live, like, I was like, yeah, this is like paying off. The fact that you actually got on set.
And then the fact that they would, like, 5 minutes later, they would do, like, a, you know, set, a studio recorded song after that. I'd be like, why? Why would you spoil your, the goodwill you built up?
No, the problem, see, the problem is that both the recorded, like, the A.R. Rahman soundtrack and the Chamkila performances, I don't remember the music at all. And I watched this movie like 2 or 3 days ago. I don't remember the music at all. But I do remember just the scenes. Like, I remember the montages against which the Rahman score is set. I remember the stage performances, even if I don't remember the songs, which I feel is a weird position to be in. But not entirely kind of movie killing, you know?
Do you want to do a Log Kya Kahenge?
We can do a Log Kya Kahenge this time. I have no idea. I think most people will like it. It's kind of crowd pleasing, no?
Yeah. I felt it's pretty, like, mainstream. It's not, like, full, like, you know, like, avant-garde or something. Like, it's still, it has, like, those, as I said in the start, like, it has the trappings of a standard biopic. It does hit all those beats.
It does hit all those beats. And I do think that people have been kind of rooting for Imtiaz Ali to kind of bounce back.
Yeah.
So, this gives them enough to be like, oh, thank God, you know. It's point B and point C, but point A is obviously going to be like, oh, Diljit kind of killed it. And he's someone with, like, immense good. So, yeah. I actually think that people are going to like this one. But who knows?
Yeah. This we'll discuss that next week.
Yep.
Okay. And wrap up.
Yep.
That's all for this episode of The Long Take. You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Threads at The Long Take Pod. You can write to us at thelongtakepod@gmail.com. Please leave us a rating and a review wherever this episode, and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening.